To, da ti vladajo, pomeni,
da te nadzirajo,
opazujejo,
indoktrinirajo,
pridigajo,
ocenjujejo,
presojejo,
cenzurirajo
in ukazujejo ljudje,
ki nimajo za to ne pravice, ne znanja, ne vrline.
Da ti vladajo, pomeni, da si
registriran,
popisan,
obdavčen,
označen,
patentiran,
odpuščen,
preprečevan,
reformiran,
kaznovan.
Pomeni tudi, da si pod pretvezo javne koristi in splošnega interesa
dresiran,
ogoljupan,
izkoriščan,
monopoliziran,
izsiljevan,
izžeman,
varan,
okraden. Pri najmanjšem znaku odpora ali ugovoru
te zatrejo,
kaznujejo,
zaničujejo,
navigujejo,
preganjajo,
zmerjajo,
potolčejo,
razorožijo,
zadušijo,
zaprejo,
ustrelijo,
obsodijo,
preženejo,
žrtvujejo,
prodajo,
izdajo
in da bi bila mera polna, te še smešijo, slepijo, sramotijo in onečastijo.
Črna luknja!
Necessary to keep order in a free society. Then we shall introduce measures which give them what they need.
Voices of Resistance from Occupied London je anarhistični časopis, ki so ga v Londonu ustanovili anarhisti iz več evropskih držav. O delovanju tega časopisa v zasedenem Londonu se bomo v nocošnji oddaji pogovarjali s članom kolektiva Antonisom. Voices of Resistance from Occupied London ali skrajšano Occupied London je torej brezplačni anarhistični časopis, ki je v Londonu začel izhajati marca 2007. Cilj kolektiva, ki časopis izdaje, je bil predvsem vzpostaviti platformo, ki bi omogočila izmenjavo mnenj med predstavniki različnih neautoritarnih političnih gibanj. Kdo sestavlja kolektiv Voices of Resistance from Occupied London, smo najprej vprašali Antonija.
There's quite a few of them, and they're different every time. There's very few of us editing the actual magazine. There's like two or three people, basically, who are behind it. But we started it a year and a half ago, And it was basically, most of us are people who are living in London, but we're not British, we're from outside the UK, actually all of us. And we're just getting really frustrated because people back in home, back in Greece, in Denmark, in Germany, where we all come from, were asking, why isn't there any anarchist magazine coming out of London? Or, you know, why is London so quiet, you know? And we kept wondering the same thing, and at the end we just thought, you know, the only way to do this is if no one else is doing it, we'll have to do it, you know, someone has to do it. So we decided to start the magazine back in March 2007, 1 year and a half ago.
Časopis Occupied London je ustanovila skupina anarhistov, ki živijo v Londonu. Prednost, ki iz tega izhaja, pa med drugim je, da ima časopis zelo dobro razširjeno mrežo dopisnikov. Antonis pojasnjuje.
That's one of the main powers of the magazine. I was just looking at our last issue and I realized that we have, I think, 18 contributors from 15 countries, from as far away as I can't remember, Palestine to Cuba and, you know, anyone from Sweden to Greece. So this is what's amazing about it, that you have a place like London where so many people are coming from all over the world. So it's the easiest thing in the world to get them together and to write something. This is beautiful.
V eni izmed številk je svoje prispevke objavilo kar 18 avtorjev iz 15 različnih držav, med katerimi je mogoče zaslediti Palestino, Kubo, Švedsko in Grčijo. Kateri pa so bili glavni dejavniki, ki so vplivali na nastanek časopisa? Pojasnjuje Antonis.
I think the main thing that influenced it is what we tried to identify as what was missing from anarchist magazines. So we saw that most of the anarchist magazines are very kind of self-reflective, talking to the scene, people from the scene talking to the scene. And we decided that what we'd do is that we'd say this is a magazine coming from the scene. It's an anarchist magazine had to be very clear. But we're willing to, if people who are not anarchists want to talk to us, we really want to hear from them, you know, contributors who are not anarchists wouldn't want to, you know, stick to that label. So, and also obviously we want the magazine to reach outside the anarchist community. So that was the main thing. And I think this has worked sometimes surprisingly well. You know, we didn't expect it to work that well, but it has.
Stop me in the room, she said, tonight you'll have some shake, just like one of your tunes.
Antonisom, anarhistom iz Grčije, se pogovarjamo o anarhističnem časopisu Occupied London, ki ga izdajajo v Londonu. Zakaj se je kolektiv odločil za takšno ime, torej za uporniški glasovi zasedenega Londona, pa pojasnjuje Antonis.
It's just the name comes out of this feeling that if you walk around London, if you live in London, it feels like an occupied city, you know. There's the cameras everywhere, there's police everywhere, there's the yuppies everywhere, like all these like new rich people that occupy the city, and you really feel like you're not free in the city. So this was the idea, and you know that you have some voices and hopefully create some spaces that are liberated, that are free from this occupation.
Kako pa se anarhistični časopis, ki ga tiskajo in na spletu objavljajo dvakrat letno financira, odgovarja ponovno Antonis?
That's a tricky question. The magazine is free. We don't charge for it. And again, we felt this was very important in a city like London, where everything has a price, to have a magazine that's distributed for free. Of course, that's a problem financially, because each issue costs quite a lot of money. Every time we do something different, there has been like open public ways of financing, like benefit gigs, and then there's been like other sources of income, like an insurance fraud or anything, like any sort of income that we can get. But usually it's the benefit gigs, and then each of us pays quite a lot of money for each issue. But we still think it's totally worth it because of what I said. There's even in Greek there's two words. There's one that says it's called free, and the other one is without something in exchange. You know, and this is what the magazine is actually. You know, it's not free as in a free newspaper or a free, you know, promotional item. It's just that we don't want to put a label to it.
Časopis je brezplačen, finančna sredstva, ki jih za izdajanje publikacije potrebujejo, pa zbirajo predvsem s pomočjo dobrodelnih koncertov in samoprispevkov. Kakšne so smernice uredniške politike, odgovarja Antonis.
We basically we're trying to print we print articles that are not so ephemeral, if that's a word, you know, not like news items. We try to publish more kind of a theoretical backgrounds and analysis, but always about what's going on currently. So, for example, unfortunately, the magazine is already in print, so there's not really going to be anything on the Greek riots, although the issue is dedicated to the 15-year-old kid. But for example, there was these arrests in France recently. I don't know if you've heard about it or if it's been reported in Croatia. It was about 20 people arrested. There was raids all over the place, and it was mostly centered around this anarchist group. So we've published some review and a sort of a friendly critique of a text of these people, for example. So this is the kind of way that we do it. You know, when there's a news item, we focus on it, but without trying to publish something that's not going to go out of date, you know, that still be valuable a year from now.
About love between a big dog and a little buttercup. Now Laurie's taking it up. Taking it up. Taking it up. Now watch out, little Laurie. It's gonna get worse.
Then we shall introduce measures which give them what they need.
Ja, z Antonisom se nocoj pogovarjamo o anarhističnem časopisu Occupied London. Zanimalo nas je, ali kolektiv, ki ga izdaja, sodeluje tudi z drugimi anarhističnimi publikacijami, ki izhajajo v Londonu.
Yes, I mean, for sure, there's, like I mentioned, this one, the Last Hours, and then there's also some the Elephant Editions, basically, which Gene, exactly, which I always find myself doing, you know, presentations together with Gene, because we cover almost the same stuff, and she has, I mean, her stuff has been an inspiration for what we're doing, you know, it was a reason why we began, because at that point, Gene has stopped. Now she's doing another publication called Deranged. So obviously there's links with that. Other than that, the old sort of mainstream anarchist publications are not very visible. Don't really have, can't really say they have much of a connection with them.
So, for example, Freedom. Or
yeah, exactly. They're more. Now Freedom is taking off again. It used to be that it was very. I mean, it's not their fault in any way. Just they're very old. Most of them are very old people, and in a way, very much isolated from what's going on today. But it's very good that Freedom has started. There's a new kind of like generation that's taking over, so they're opening a new space. And obviously, more than happy, we've sent boxes of a magazine every time to them, and we're really happy to work with them.
In zakaj je obstoj alternativnih medijev oziroma obstoj časopisa Occupied London pomemben in potreben?
Well, we absolutely need our own media. We need our own voices. That's one of the things I realized as soon as I entered the movement. And this is pretty much how I entered the movement. I was volunteering with Athens in the media for years from the beginning. And seeing that project, for example, was a perfect example of why they're so crucial, why it's so crucial to have media that's our media, that's uncensored, and it's like directly from the streets and back onto the streets. In the media case is even a much more much better example than Occupied London, because at the moment it's phenomenal. Like what's happening right now in the media is the main source of information for everyone, including the mainstream media. They're all just repost from in the media, and they have in the media has the best kind of view of what's going on. So that's a massive step, you know, to get something like Occupied London to that level would be, you know, would take years. But we need to be walking in that direction. We need to be stay autonomous from the mainstream media, ignore the mainstream media, because they're not our friends, and you know they're part of what we're fighting against, and just focus on our own.
It's so.
La noche que yo nací, cayó la luna, cayó mi cuna a mí, cayó la cuna, yo de nacer me arrepentí, si me atiende tú a mí, si me atiende tú a mí. La noche que yo te vi, arriba la luna, luna y el sol, como un rayo sentí, rayo de sol, cuando a besarte me atreví, si me atiende tú a mí, si me atiende tú a mí, salga la luna, y el sol.
To pa je tudi vse v nocošnji črni luknji, ki sem jo pripravila Gita Antonio, še naprej ostaja z vami, mi pa se spet slišimo naslednji teden. Čau!
To you. To kill their bosses and take their money.
Revolution! Revolution!
Dobro jebate, kak ti možeš u jednoj demokratskoj državi dizat narod na ustanak?